This investment involves a high degree of risk and is only suitable for SEC-defined accredited investors.
Attention, high net worth investors. The dietary supplement industry is a $150 billion industry and growing. A key factor driving the market is that consumers are becoming increasingly focused on their personal health and well-being. What many don't know is that 75% of the supplements we ingest and depend on for good health are imported from China, where standards are lax and pollutants and heavy metals are not uncommon.
Hi, this is Joseph Hooper with Pure Country Natural Processors. We are committed to developing the highest quality control supplements at a competitive price right here in the heartland of America. Here's your chance to be part of a unique investment opportunity. Join us as we bring more manufacturing back here to the U.S.
For more information, go to pcnp.us. That's pcnp.us or call 800-833-1883. That's 800-833-1883. 800-833-1883.
The Delta variant of the coronavirus is spreading faster than other variants, but it is not more likely to put people in the hospital, that from a new report from the CDC. With supply chains still wound tight, some economists are starting to worry about what that might do to the economic recovery. Here's ABC's Daria Albinger.
Could supply chain problems push the economy into recession? NABE's latest survey says it's on the mind of a lot of economists, and rolling disruptions only add to the concerns.
You think about the freeze in Texas that shut down their energy grid, as well as disrupted transportation and other things. You had the pipeline hack on the East Coast. You have fires, you have hurricanes, you have all these things, and they just keep rolling.
Economist Amy Cutts says this type of recession would be harder to shake off.
Normally in a recession, we'd say fiscal stimulus and off we go.
She says these are constraints that more money isn't likely to solve. Daria Albinger, ABC News.
A special football for Bucks quarterback Tom Brady almost got away. A catch by receiver Mike Evans made Brady the first ever to throw 600 touchdown passes. But Evans didn't realize it and tossed the ball to a fan, said Tom Brady after the game.
That was really cool. I got in the bag over there, so Mike gave it away. He goes, man, I'm sorry, man. I get it. I said, sorry. I'm sure they'll figure out a way to get it back. But I don't keep too many. I don't actually keep too many things. So in that circumstance, I just, I felt like that might be a good one to keep.
Yeah, they did find a way to get it back. The fan gave it back after getting a signed ball and a jersey. This is ABC News.
Stay connected. Stay informed. 20 minutes of nonstop news continues on Como News 1000, FM 97.7.
Monday morning. It's good to have you with us to start the day as we kind of clean up from the weather mess over the weekend. It's 55 degrees in Seattle right now.
We'll be talking about the weather mess throughout the morning. Right now, let's check the roads at 504 or Como traffic. We do that every 10 minutes for you. And the Dubin Law Group Traffic Center, Kiara Jordan. Good morning.
Good morning, Amanda and Greg. So we're working with a serious crash right now in Seattle, northbound I-5. It's near Mercer, and it's blocking three left lanes. So this is what's causing your backup around that immediate area. Also in Seattle, East Marginal, fully closed between 14th Avenue South and 86th Place, and that includes the South Park Bridge. This is all due to downed utility poles in the area. All lanes of State Route 203 at Northeast 8th are currently blocked, and a lot of neighborhoods finding power outages this morning, so we want you to travel with extra caution as we may have some traffic lights that are out, so of course, you treat those as four-way stops, and we're already beginning to crowd on northbound 167 in Sumner around Highway 410. Our next Como traffic at 514.
Well, the weather forecast, if you were hoping for some relief from the rain, you're not going to get it. We're in for a rainy and breezy day today at times with gusts as high as 30 miles an hour in some places. High temperature about 55 degrees. The rain will continue overnight tonight and at times tomorrow as well. And more rain Wednesday and Thursday. We're seeing some light rain here in Seattle right now, and it's 55 degrees.
At 5:06, let's talk more about the weather. That intense low-pressure system Sunday brought damaging winds, knocked out power to more than 100,000 customers. Gusty winds toppled a tree onto a car, killing two people.
And we have more on that story from Como's Carlene Johnson.
The windstorm Sunday intensified very rapidly with that sudden drop in barometric pressure, thus the term bomb cyclone.
Super strong low-pressure system off the coast. It actually set the record for the strongest low-pressure system we've ever had.
Dana Felton at the National Weather Service office in Seattle tells me that peak wind gusts yesterday exceeded 50 miles per hour in many areas and passed 60 miles an hour at Everett's Payne Field. Dory Ross woke to the sound of a tree bringing down power lines just outside her home.
It literally exploded. There was sparks everywhere.
A couple was killed on Preston Falls City Road when a tree came crashing down on their vehicle. Now, high winds are expected to continue across western Washington today, gusting to 40 miles an hour in the metro area. Could be interesting for the Seahawks' home game, Monday Night Football. Carlene Johnson, Como News.
At one point, there were more than 100,000 people out of electricity. As of this hour, Puget Sound Energy still has more than 25,000 customers in the dark. Seattle City Light at 14,000. And the Snohomish County PUD has just under 4,000 people without electric service right now.
Como News Time 507. Starting today, you will be required to show proof of vaccine or a recent negative COVID test result to enter certain places in King County.
Como's Brian Calvert has more about what you need to know.
According to King County Public Health, the vaccine proof or negative test result is required to go to the gym, the movie theater, any entertainment venue, or dine inside a restaurant. Jack Timmons owns a few eateries in King County.
Told the staff the first week is you iron out your process. So we're asking him to have the conversation with the customers. Tell them this is the law.
He says he expects there will be continued trouble by some.
We had somebody throw a menu at one of the waiters once because we asked them to put their mask back on when they were walking across the restaurant.
But most customers seem ready to comply.
Because the more people we get vaccinated, the more we can get back to normal.
Where you won't need to prove vaccine status, most stores, including grocery stores and offices, unless the individual location has its own requirement. To prove you're vaccinated, just show a photo of your vaccine card. You can also download the Clear app, something you need to do anyway to enter venues like Climate Pledge Arena. Brian Calvert, Como News.
Now, if you're not fully vaccinated and you need to get a COVID test before doing something like attending tonight's Seahawks game, you might want to consider stopping by a Safeway store today. In addition to offering vaccines, that chain has announced that it's offering the rapid test in all of its local pharmacy locations with results available in 20 minutes. But you'll need an appointment.
Seattle mayoral candidate Lorena Gonzalez is facing charges of racism after an ad from her campaign accuses opponent Bruce Harrell of defending sex abusers.
Como's Corwin Hake has that story.
The 30-second ad from the Gonzalez for Mayor campaign says Harrell defended former Seattle Mayor Ed Murray back in 2017 after several men stepped forward to say Murray had sexually abused them in the past. The ad features a woman who says she is a rape survivor.
Bruce Harrell has repeatedly sided with abusers. As a survivor, I could never vote for him.
Response from the Harrell camp? Outrage.
This ad is not just racially insensitive or racially charged. It is racist.
Monisha Harrell is Harrell's campaign manager, also his daughter. She makes much of the fact the woman in the ad is white.
And it's maddening because it calls to mind the centuries of black men that we have lost to violence in the names of white women.
Harrell's campaign wants the ad pulled. In a statement, Gonzalez defends the ad, saying, quote, Bruce Harrell has a troubling history of discrediting survivors of abuse and harassment. She goes on to say, quote, his response to this ad is another example of him denying the facts and discrediting a victim. Corwin Hake, Como News.
Como News Time 510. And an update now from the Beacon Plumbing Sports Desk. Eric Heintz is in for Tom.
The Seahawks host the New Orleans Saints on Monday Night Football. Head coach Pete Carroll says game time decisions will be made on a few players following injuries in last week's Pittsburgh game. Running back Alex Collins looked good during Saturday's practice after getting a couple of days off from practice. Carroll says linebacker Daryl Taylor is expected to play, but the plan is to check on him on game day. That'll be a game time decision. Taylor still has a stiff neck. Kickoff is 5:15 on ESPN. In NFC West games on Sunday, the Rams beat the Lions 28-19. The Cardinals beat the Texans 31-5, and the Colts beat the 49ers 30-18. The Vancouver Canucks spoiled the home debut of the Seattle Kraken with a 4-2 win on Saturday night. Vince Dunn scored the first goal in Climate Pledge Arena in the closing seconds of the first period, with Mark Giordano giving Seattle a 2-1 lead with his first goal of the season early in the third. But the Kraken couldn't hold a third period lead for the second time in six games. The Kraken hosts Montreal on Tuesday night. The Sounders lost to Sporting KC 2-1 on Saturday. With the win, Kansas City moved within 3 points of the Sounders for first place in the MLS Western Conference. And the Huskies overcame a 16-7 fourth quarter deficit to beat winless Arizona 21-16. And the Washington State Cougars lost to BYU on Saturday 21-19. Sports at 10 and 40 minutes past the hour. I'm Eric Heintz, Como News.
Como News Time 511. Thousands of excited fans were packed inside that Climate Pledge Arena Saturday night for the first ever Seattle Kraken game. Como's Ryan Harris was among them.
Seattle!
Kraken CEO Todd Leiwicki welcomes fans and watches his dream come true as more than 17,000 of them came for the home opener. One of those fans was Jared Hager, a Seattleite now living in Portland, wearing a Washington Capitals jersey, but now a Kraken season ticket holder, thrilled to see NHL hockey a little farther south in the Northwest.
I came up for the Kraken! NHL hockey, there's nothing like it! These are the best, most exciting games you can see for your sports dollar. It's all here at the Kraken. I love the action. I love the teamwork. This is a team where you can have a couple of superstars.
Jared is disabled and tells me he's also very pleased with how easy they've made it for him to get into and around the arena. It was quite a show, capped off by defenseman Vince Dunn putting the first home goal in the net with just 3.2 seconds left in the first period. At Climate Pledge Arena, Ryan Harris, Como News.
Como News Time 5:12. Well, young children may soon be able to get the COVID-19 vaccine.
New hope for families across the country that 28 million kids ages 5 to 11 could be fully vaccinated by the winter holidays, with a green light for the pediatric Pfizer vaccine expected just weeks from now. An FDA panel meeting Tuesday to discuss and vote. Then the CDC is expected to weigh in a week later, possibly clearing the way for those shots to go into arms as early as November 3rd.
If all goes well and we get the regulatory approval and the recommendation from the CDC, it's entirely possible, if not very likely, that vaccines will be available for children from 5 to 11 within the first week or two of November.
Officials saying there are enough pediatric doses on reserve for those children who will be eligible. States across the country pre-ordering vaccines starting last week. At one-third the adult dose, Pfizer saying its trial of more than 2,200 children showed the vaccine was nearly 91% effective at preventing symptomatic disease, and there were no cases of severe side effects. Like adults, children will be able to get two shots 3 weeks apart, meaning it can take as little as 5 weeks for them to be fully vaccinated. It comes as U.S. health officials closely monitor for cases of the new Delta Plus variant. Experts saying a handful of cases have popped up in the U.S., but not spiking to the levels currently seen in the U.K.
And experts say that those smaller doses for kids ages 5 to 11 will have orange caps to make sure they are distinct from those for those kids ages 12 and older. Those have purple caps.
That's ABC's Ariel Reshef.
Como News Time 5:14. We check traffic for you every 10 minutes on the fours, and once again in the Dubin Law Group Traffic Center, here's Kiara Jordan.
Well, we already have a couple of problems this morning. We have a crash in Seattle north on I-5 at Mercer that's blocking three left lanes, and that's causing about a half-mile backup there. Also in Seattle, we have the full closure of East Marginal between 14th Avenue South and 86th Place due to downed utility poles, and this includes the South Park Bridge. So kind of running out of that takes away another option to help you get out of that area, which is already tricky at times. Now I see an odd backup that's forming on northbound 405. It's right around northeast 44th, and this time of day we really shouldn't be seeing slowing in that area, so I think we may have a new issue there. Northbound 167 is busy between 512 and 24th. All lanes of State Route 203 at northeast 8th are currently blocked. This is going to be in the Fall City Carnation area. Our next Como traffic at 524.
Well, the rain continues. It's still breezy. Gusts to 30 miles an hour for today, a high about 55. More rain overnight, a low of 50, and guess what? More rain tomorrow and Wednesday and Thursday. It's going to be a wet week around here with highs staying in the mid-50s.
Mostly it's just lighter rain from about Tacoma north up into the Everett area, but on the Olympic Peninsula, there are some pockets of heavier rain right now. A little bit of a rain shadow currently between Tacoma and Olympia, and in Seattle, it's 55 degrees.
Stay connected. Stay informed. The Northwest's only 24-hour news station. Como News 1000, FM 97.7.
It's 5:16. It's the Como Morning News. It's Monday, the 25th day of October. Frank Lindsay is at the editor's desk, mad with Greg Herschelt. I'm Amanda Factor.
All eyes were on Delaware over the weekend. At least for political watchers, President Biden played host to Senator Joe Manchin at his home as they try to come to some sort of an agreement on an infrastructure framework.
Oh, to have been a fly on the wall. ABC's Karen Travers joins us from the nation's capital. Karen, what do we know about what happened?
productive. That's the word the White House was using to describe that breakfast meeting yesterday with President Biden, Senator Joe Manchin, and Senator Chuck Schumer, the majority leader. The White House is not giving further details, just saying that the conversations will continue and they feel that things are progressing. Now, we're hearing a much more stronger position, I think, from some Democratic leaders about the progress that may be happening over the next few days. House Speaker Nancy Pelosi said yesterday, when it comes to that second part of the president's broad domestic agenda, the social spending plan, Pelosi said, "I think we're pretty much there now on an agreement." She said, "We're almost there. It's just the language of it." Now, of course, language being a very important thing when you're writing a $2 trillion piece of legislation. But this is the bill that would subsidize childcare. It would pay for family leave. It would put in place universal preschool, expand health care programs, as well as target action on climate change. Very big, very sweeping, but still much more scaled down than what the president had originally proposed. And this week will be very pivotal. But all signs from Democrats publicly so far is that they feel that they can reach an agreement on that part two by the end of the week.
There's a report this morning from the Associated Press that Manchin may be on board with White House proposals for some new taxes on billionaires and certain corporations. Mm-hmm. Do we know any more about that? Any confirmation on that?
We do not. The White House is not weighing in on this. We're not hearing anything from Joe Manchin's side either. But this headline from the AP is that the White House plan for new taxes on billionaires, the wealthiest Americans, and some corporations to go for paying for this massive bill, that Joe Manchin is on board with this. But we'll see over the next couple of days if he gives any public hints as to that support. Of course, Kyrsten Sinema of Arizona is also a critical Democratic vote, and she has been keeping her position much closer to the vest. I mean, she is not giving any hints in public, not engaging with reporters. Her team, though, has said they've been very clear with the White House and Democratic leadership on what she's in favor of and what she will not support.
Well, timing on all of this is really important because the president is headed overseas later this week, right?
He leaves on Thursday to head to Rome to meet with the Pope, Pope Francis, on Friday, and then sit down with world leaders Saturday and Sunday. Then it's on to Scotland for a significant major climate summit with other world leaders. The White House would like to have agreement on that part two of infrastructure because of the climate measures in it. They want him to be able to say in Scotland next week, this is what we've agreed to in Washington, and here's what the United States will be doing over the coming years.
The president is traveling today, too, as well.
He is. He's on the road today. Well, he starts his day in Wilmington, Delaware, as he spent that weekend there. And then he will travel to New Jersey today. It's kind of a twofold trip where he's visiting an elementary school and a transit center to promote the Build Back Better agenda, education spending and transportation and infrastructure spending. But it's also a chance to campaign for a key ally of his. Democratic Governor Phil Murphy is up for re-election next week. New Jersey has those off-year elections. So the president's going to be appearing with Murphy today. Chance to do a little bit of policy push, but also campaign help.
Karen, thanks very much for the information. ABC News White House correspondent Karen Travers.
Como News Time 520. And time to get to our Propel Insurance Money Update.
From ABC News Wall Street Now. The Dow Jones finished out its third positive week in a row on Friday, advancing 74 points to close at 35,677. The S&P 500 gave up about 5 points, while the NASDAQ Composite finished Friday 125 points lower. Inflation may not slow down until sometime next year. That's the prediction from Treasury Secretary Janet Yellen, who says she expects inflation levels to return to normal in the second half of 2022. Meanwhile, as producers have raised prices citing higher costs on their end, consumers have continued to buy. Companies like Chipotle and Procter & Gamble say sales have not been affected yet by their price hikes. PayPal says it's trying to clear up what it calls market rumors about an impending purchase of Pinterest. The payments giant says that it is not pursuing an acquisition of the social media platform. Shares in PayPal ticked up 6% on that news overnight. Pinterest was down 9%. Jim Ryan, ABC.
And we are seeing just a little bit of positive momentum building on Wall Street. NASDAQ futures are up about 45 points, about 0.3%. The other two major indexes are up just slightly.
It's going to be a soggy drive. We'll get back to Kiara and check traffic and weather next. Como News Time 521.
Como News. Join the Como News Listener Club.
This week, win two tickets to the Georgetown Haunted Morgue with Star 101.5. Get details on this must-see experience at seattlehaunts.com. Just go to comonews.com, highlight radio, and click on radio contests.